Love Talk Radio.
Saith the Lord,
as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Glory to God. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us, in Jesus' name.
A different speaker. We have a visiting ministry come in But this month, it will be one of our own. Elder QB Stevenson will be our speaker for the month of May, breaking the word of life to us. Hallelujah. After that spiritual meal, we'll have a free fellowship dinner, free to you. Hallelujah. Free of charge. Come out and chill with the saints of God around the dinner table. Hallelujah. Have some free fellowship. Hallelujah. When you come, don't forget to bring your pennies for Uganda, to drop in the jar, whatever change you have. Hallelujah. We thank God for the mighty work that Dr. Helene Russell is doing in Uganda. Hallelujah. Building the hospital and other mighty, mighty things that she and her team are doing there. Keep them in prayer as they travel back and forth to Uganda. Hallelujah. We thank God for the mighty job that they are doing. Keep them covered in your prayers. Don't forget to call their names out. Hallelujah. We thank God for our beautiful edifice, our beautiful new kitchen, our beautiful building. Hallelujah. Beautiful classrooms. Hallelujah. Beautiful child care center. And, oh, we just thank God for all that he is doing. Thank God for a washing station for the homeless in the northeast, south, and west of Baltimore City. Hallelujah. We thank God for being able to feed the homeless and clothe them. Hallelujah. Minister to them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done. Hallelujah. If you'd like to be a part of the Institute of Biblical Learning, fourth semester, we'll be coming up soon. Hallelujah. You may send a text to 443-416-1201 and say, I want to be a part. Please leave your name. Hallelujah. And I'll be getting back to you if you haven't already done so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you so much. If whatever month has a fifth Sunday, that's Super Sunday, Super Saturday, and whatever month has a fifth Saturday, it's Super Saturday where the young people go out. If we have a month that has a fifth Sunday, that is Minister to Your Family Sunday. Hallelujah. That Sunday we will not be having service. Hallelujah. Which was last Sunday. We had a wonderful time ministering to the family. And also Saturday we had a blowout time down in Lexington Market, setting the market on fire with the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Passing out the word of God. Hallelujah. The young people out there, the pastor. Hallelujah. And yours truly out there. Hallelujah. The saints of God. Passing out the word of God. Hallelujah. Giving people hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we had a wonderful time. Hallelujah. I believe this all, Pastor. Back to you.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Pastor Peters. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. We bless your name, O God. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I want to take this time to really thank all of you out there, Radio Land, and those in the church and outside of the church who have joined us in telling at least one person a day that God loves them and that you love them too. It means so much. So I entreat you to keep doing that. Keep doing. Do not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you're going to reap if you don't faint. So keep on doing it. You're looking good. You know, and we're going to take time right now to pray for others, because the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we understand that when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
The word of God says in Psalms 22, verse 3, that he inhabits the praise of his people. And we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So, hallelujah, we're going to put people's names up into the atmosphere of blessing. We're actually going to name names, oh God. Hallelujah. You know why we're going to do this? I'm going to tell you exactly why in song, why we do this.
Somebody pray to me.
Pray.
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 Thank you. I don't know where I'd be today if somebody hadn't prayed for me.
Hallelujah. I could echo that same sentiment. And you could do that too.
Oh, yes.
Somebody prayed for you along the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going to pray for others. We're going to verbalize. We're going to articulate. We're going to name names. We're going to start with our family, and then we're going to work out. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for others today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And just don't pray in your mind. Speak it out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Call out their names, because somebody called out your name. That's why you still can hear me talking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following our prayer to them that believe. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we say, come back, kingdom be done, not will the life of me and my family. Make it personal, make it you and your family. Begin to articulate names that are named. Me and my family, my wife, teaches myself, Nikki, Daniel,
hallelujah.
Pam, Chris and Keith, Earl,
Raymond Wright, Rachel and Keith,
Mark and Ariana,
Christian Weatherby,
Reggie,
hallelujah, Vanity,
Christina
Johnson, Frank, hallelujah, Louis,
Lauren,
Darcina, Whitehall, Lee Hall, Antonio, Damien Weatherby, hallelujah, David Crudo, Raymond Jesus, hallelujah,
family, hallelujah, glory to God. Our sister and family, hallelujah. Harry Wolfram family,
I was thinking of so many different scriptures. Hallelujah. Loving your neighbor as yourself. And I did not write that scripture down as to where it's...
Mark 12, 31. 30 and 31.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
I wrote down, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and might, and that was 12:31.
Uh-huh.
And your neighbor as yourself. Yes, hallelujah. I did. I wrote it down at the bottom. I made a note of it at the top, and I wrote down the bottom. Hallelujah. And having a loving heart, you know, sometimes if you have not accepted Jesus Christ in your heart, it is hard to have a loving heart because Jesus Christ is love.
Yeah.
He is love. And so many things, young people, can come against you that it will make you want to retaliate, make you want to do back to the bad things that the saint, that the person be doing back to you, whatever they're doing to you, you want to do it right on back to them. But that's not God's way. That's not God's way. And sometimes, and you know, and it's easier said than done. Because sometimes, because being bullied sometimes will hurt your feelings. And when you're talked about, it will hurt your feelings. And a lot of times what people are saying about you is not true. And you want to tell everybody screaming from the housetop. That's not the truth, what they're saying. But we have to leave that in the hands of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you have a loving heart, when you have Jesus Christ in your heart, he allows you to react differently than what a young person of the world would react to the same thing that's being done to them, okay? And let's take, for instance, when your parents ask you to do something, and it seems like they're always asking you, even when you have other siblings in the house. But you know what? A lot of times, your mom doesn't feel like hearing the huffing and puffing and the sucking of the teeth and the want to see the rolling of the eyes and all this, or the back talk or whatever. And so, therefore, she may ask you because you act different. You're different from the other children. You have a loving heart. Every child is different. But when you have a loving heart, your parent may come to you versus going to a sister or a brother because sometimes they're just tired and they don't feel like the fuss. Okay? Do you say yes, ma'am, or do you suck your teeth and stomp your feet? And after you finish doing. Mom, is there anything else you need me to do? That's what our loving heart does. They go on and do whatever their parent asks them to do. Even if you're in school, you go ahead on and do whatever your teacher asks you to do. And then you can go back to them. Is there anything else you would like for me to do? Don't you know that loving heart will make space for you and will make a place for you in life that another child that has a mean attitude and just a nasty disposition will not have? Hallelujah. When you are bullied or teased or talked about, do you do the same back to the same to that person that's doing that to you? No. You say, Lord, I forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. And when someone messes with a child of God, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, my goodness, if they did, they would not bother you because it gets them in trouble with Jesus. Because Jesus will look out for you. I've seen this in my own life when I was a child in school. And I remember this one day, this guy was messing with me, and it was almost, I had looked down at my watch and count the seconds, and something in particular happened to him. I won't say it was the Lord, but see, when someone is not saved, they're not on the Lord's territory. They're on the devil's territory. And you know what? And the devil will cause things to happen to them. Things will happen to them. And then when something happens, they say, oh, God, no. And you ain't calling on him because he's your Lord and your master. You can't say Jesus is Lord. You know who your Lord is. And you know what? And that's who pays you for things that you do, the devil. So therefore, when you're a child of God and you're walking with the Lord the best you know how, even you claim the name of Jesus, God's going to take care of you. God's going to look after you. And just love the Lord God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your might, hallelujah, And love your neighbor as yourself. If you see your neighbor in need and your it's time for your neighbor's trash to be put out, you knock on their door. Would you like for me to pull your trash can out to the curb? You don't have to go in their house or anything. You just pull you. Would you like for me to do you that favor? Okay. You know what? So if it is, God will make a way for you. God will open doors for you just because of the condition of your heart. Jesus loves when you have a loving heart, you will keep that heart clean. You will keep you will keep yourself sanctified before the Lord. You don't want anything to get in there that's going to stop your prayers, that's going to hinder your prayers from being answered. Because you want to be pleasing unto God. You want that loving heart to be always a heart that's going to always be, you always want Jesus to see that heart in a good condition. You always want Jesus to see that heart as a loving heart. You don't ever want him to hear you mumble or grumble or say things that's not nice or mumble under your breath, you know. And that's something I used to do when I was in my early teens. My mom would answer something, and before I knew it, I was getting bopped. Somebody was coming behind me to bop me, to hit me, my mama, you know, because it wasn't pleasing to God and it wasn't pleasing unto her. And when your parents doing everything for you, and then when they ask you to do something, and you mumbling and you grumbling, that hurts their feelings, and it also grieves the Lord. So don't do it. As much as possible, you keep your heart pure before God.
Yes. Yes.
Keep your heart keep your heart clean. Keep your heart pure. If you make a mistake, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry, Jesus. You find yourself making a mistake, doing something slipped off to my thing, it's not right. Lord, please forgive me. I didn't mean to say. Have a repentant heart. Be quick to say, Lord, forgive me. Okay, when you know that you have done something that's not pleasing, that wasn't pleasing to God, immediately, Lord, forgive me. Please forgive me, Jesus. And you keep going. Don't allow the devil make you say, oh, you bad, you this, you that. Nope, you didn't say forgive me. Keep right on going. And just that fast, it's in a sea of forgiveness, and God's not going to keep on bringing it back to your remembrance and washing it and putting it in your face. See, you did such and such. You did such and such. Nope. God doesn't do that, and he doesn't want you to allow the devil to do that. He wants you to grow. He wants you to continue to have that sweetheart, to have that loving heart, to be that child of God that he knows that you can be. Hallelujah. And Ephesians 5, 1 says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us. Okay? And then I thought about the love chapter. People always talk about 1 Corinthians 13 as the love chapter, but they never talk about it when it comes to children. It says something in there about the child. It says, when I stopped being a child and I became a man, I put away the childish things. But there's some things in there that even a child can remember. Do not behave itself unseemly. We're talking about love now. And if you have love in your heart, you're not going to behave yourself unseemly. You're not going to be all snooty and puffed up and prissy and think you're above everybody else. No. And you're not going to think evil of people. So there are some things, even in 1 Corinthians 13, that you, even as a child, can emulate. Kind. The one that has a loving heart is kind. You're not puffed up. You're not stuck up. You know what that means. You're not stuck up. Hallelujah. You don't think evil people. You think nicer people. Even if you see somebody doing something they have no business, God can give you what to say to them to make them change their mind. When you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah, God can give you that. God will give you that loving heart. And he'll lead you, and he'll guide you every day. Hallelujah. And show you just what to do. Hallelujah. When you have communion with him, you just want to sit some time and just have time with the Lord. And the more time you spend with him, hallelujah, the more things he'll show you how to have that loving heart and how to have a loving heart. He's going to put that love deep down in your heart, and he will give you love for people that you would never think that you could even be loving towards. When that person that bullies you, God will give you love in your heart towards them. That person you know talk about you all the time, God will give you love in your heart towards that person. And you only have the desire to smack them or to trip them down. Or to get them back. Your friends around you may say, oh, go and get them back. Or do this or that to them. But you'll say, no. Jesus loves them. And God has given me love in my heart for them too. Hallelujah. Because I'm a child of God. And I love Jesus. And don't be afraid to tell your friends that you love Jesus. Hallelujah. Have a blessed night. And continue to be sweet. Continue to love the Lord. Hallelujah. And watch God have your back. When you do unto people the way God would do unto them and love them the way he would want you to love them, God's going to have your back. God ain't going to let nothing happen to you. Don't be afraid of being taken advantage of. Because a lot of times we think that we're going to be nice to somebody after they've been mean to us, sometimes we think, well, I don't want to be taken advantage of. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about being taken advantage of. God got your back. And your loving heart is going to minister to that person because they know how they've been acting towards you. They know that they don't deserve the kindness that you've been showing them. And it's going to melt their heart. And God is going to bring back to their remembrance, even when they're not around you, say, see, that person was acting in love. And you see how you've been acting towards them. Get yourself together. God can minister to people where we can't, when we're not even around, when they're alone, laying on their bed at night, the word of God will minister to them and how sweet you reacted to them, to the things that they did to you. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. God bless you, and see you in the morning on the morning prayer line. And that number is 720-527-5952. Access code 103-4545-POUND. Have a wonderful night. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peters. The Children's Corner was sponsored by the Good News Youth Club. That's the Children's Church Plus. And what's the good news?
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on tonight. Hallelujah.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
God Almighty reigns.
A God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Salvation.
Hallelujah. Thank you again, Pastor Peters, with the Children's Corner. I need to ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, that's why I'm the easy one, Pastor.
I'm going to be good, okay?
All right.
What time is it?
Oh, okay. Only communion time.
Hallelujah. It's the meal that heals y'all.
Amen.
Confirmation meal of the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Our text today is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 through 30. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless, anoint, sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the text of today, it says to examine yourself, not your neighbor, not your children, not your parents. Examine yourself. And every time I heard that when I was a little child, I started examining myself. Since I was a little child, because I do it now as well.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we're going to make sure our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this opportunity. We repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We even forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We examine ourselves in the light of the word of God. Isaiah 53 and 5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says he washed out sins in his own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through that blood, our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, that means blessed be God, the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Glory to God. And there's one thing you put above yourself, oh God. It's your word. Hallelujah. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread of worship. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord. He broke it. And he declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus.
In remembrance of you.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Satan 4:18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Declare that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside. And we thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. The Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Thank you, Jesus. And likewise, on the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is a new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12, verses 13, verse 23. Exodus 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said, to bring you into remembrance that we may be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we can say what God said. In Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, God, you said. God, you said. Thank you, Jesus. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall come upon you, shall overtake you. They may come knocking at your door, but they're not. for the eyes see the blood.
Hallelujah.
We thank the Lord for the blood of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For all of us that can't be able to do it, we thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our faults, our failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and the kids, right? We thank Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to naught, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every cell, every hex, every victory. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every cell, every hex, every victory. Fire, 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 fire. Fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to naught, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you. Hallelujah. Good. Father God, thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion, Lord. Because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl, and our family and our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verses 27 and 28, Romans 4:17. 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you say amen.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. My mama is so good. Yeah, my boy said, care for the youth. Thank you, Lord. My mama said, Papa, boy. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Peaches, I'll call him OTK. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Pastor Peaches, what time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah. For all she be came my mother of. So what was she came to my call you by that about you need to be good. For all she be she came in the mother of. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Yes, Lord.
Bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. My cup, get up and make me whole. fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory tonight, Lord. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence,
acts,
and boldness. And let signs and wonders follow in Jesus' name, along with some blessings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Hallelujah. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in your satanic cohort. We curse you from the roots and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest and every good seed sown tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise and we give you the honor. And we give you the glory. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
I'll put it to you. There was a man named James. He was sent by God to the earth to do some things specifically. He wrote a little bit. He taught a little bit. He shared some stories folk. In 1886, not the same James you're thinking about, is it?
No.
In 1886, he published a bunch of nursery rhymes from England. One of the nursery rhymes is a nursery rhyme almost as old as life itself. It's seen many different forms, used many different animals as the main characters. But this nursery rhyme talked about, I know you had it when you were in elementary school or grade school, whatever you want to call it. We called it elementary school. You probably had it in kindergarten. I guess they still have kindergarten. Is that right?
Yes.
They call it pre-K and K. They left the garden off of it. But anyway, that's all right. It was a story about three little pigs. Three little pigs left home to go on their own, and they built houses. One little pig built his house of straw. Another little pig built his house of wood. And then the third pig built his house of brick. And a lot of the nursery rhymes, a lot of the stories, you always had to have a wolf, you understand? There was always a wolf coming by some kind of way. And the wolf came to the first pig's house. And he huffed and he puffed. and he blew the house down. Now, there are some stories of the three little pigs have different endings. We got children listening to this, so I'm just going to say that that pig went to his other brother's house to find shelter, and he was in the house with the little wooden house. The wolf went there, and he huffed, and he puffed, and he blew the house down.
Amen.
And then the two little brother pigs said, look, let's go to our other brother's house to seek shelter from the wolf. And they went there, got in the house. The third brother let them in. In spite of, they probably talked to him, talked about him, because his house took longer to build. It took a time for him to set out the planning and how to put things in order, the right place and the right spot. And they were laughing at him because they had their houses built already. His took longer. He even had a foundation. He probably had a basement and had he had an attic. But he was able, they were able to get in the house. And the wolf came to the house and he blew. And he blew, and he blew, and he blew. He was out of breath. He went somewhere else because he couldn't blow the house down because it was made of bricks. And I know that somebody now said, okay, what is the story here? Where are you going with this thing? The title of the message tonight is, what kind of material are you building your house with?
Amen.
House is a metaphor for your life. Several places in the Word of God speaks of us as being the tabernacle or the temple, the house. What material are you using to build your life, your house? Give me the first script. Oh, let me stop. Pastor Peaches, could you read the long list of scriptures tonight?
Matthew 7, 24 and 27, 1 Corinthians 3, 11, 1 Peter 2, 4 and 6, Isaiah 28, 16, Psalms 118, 22, and John 14, 6. Only six scriptures for now.
Oh, guess what? There's another one. Psalms 18, 2. You should see that. Yeah, but put that on there. Psalms 18 and 2, seven scriptures.
Psalm 18, 2. Okay.
Is that all right?
Yes.
What kind of material are you using to build your house? Or should I say your life? Because it's important.
Amen.
The wolf stands for life. Life's going to happen to all of us. The good and bad and the ugly goes around in circles, comes again. Life happens to you. The wind gonna blow, storm gonna come, snow gonna fall, rain gonna fall. Sometimes the rain is so hard that rain is coming sideways.
Amen.
Floods gonna come, earthquakes gonna come, tidal waves gonna come. That's life, y'all. What kind of house? What kind of material are you building your house, your life with? Read that first scripture for me, please.
Hallelujah. Matthew 7, 24 and 27.
Come on.
24 says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. the 27th verse says, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
Read 26.
26 says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand.
Okay. Go ahead and read 25. Talk about the wise person.
And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock.
You have to have a firm foundation, a rock. That is what everything else is built on. Now, 26 says somebody built the house not on a rock, but on sand. A whole lot of different stuff they had. And what happened? Read
27. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
Hallelujah. That scripture I given should have been 24 through 27.
Oh, okay.
All right. I miswrote that. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Next scripture.
Next scripture is 1 Corinthians 3:11. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 3:11 says, foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
He must be the foundation of your life. No other foundation can be laid other than the name of Jesus Christ. He is the foundation. Read the next one. Well, I feel
1 Peter 2:4-6. 1 Peter 2:4-6 is, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. The 6th verse is, wherefore also is it contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded.
When you're building a house, when you're building a building, there is a cornerstone in that building that's placed. Every other block, everything else is measured in relationship to that cornerstone. Many buildings, you will see that cornerstone will have the name of the architect on it, the name of the owner on it. You understand what I'm saying here? The architect of your building, of your life, ought to be Jesus.
Amen.
You have your architect, somebody else, you in trouble right from the start.
You're right.
And don't expect to stand. Don't expect to really succeed long term. Don't be fooling nobody else. You trying to tell folks you standing on God and you ain't standing on Christ. Mm-hmm. He's not the cornerstone of your life. Your flesh is the cornerstone of some of y'all's lives. Your friends and neighbors. You listen to other people. Some of those folks, you listen to people on TV. They're the cornerstone of your life. You better put it on Jesus. Give me the next scripture.
Isaiah 28:16.
Come on now.
Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious stone. Just turn the page. Hallelujah. A sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste.
you will not lose stuff. You will not have a collapse of your life if you build your house on the precious stone, on that precious rock, which is Jesus. Read another scripture here.
Psalm 118:22. Hallelujah.
Oh, okay.
Because the stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner.
The church rejected Christ. They crucified him. He didn't stay dead. Ah, stuck out of the boat, stuck out of the boat. He's alive.
Oh, yes.
And because he's alive, you are alive. He is the precious stone. He is the rock of ages. You can't stand. Tell me you holy and you standing on something else other than Christ.
Ain't going to stand. Ain't going to hold up.
The wind's going to blow.
Oh, yes.
The rain's going to come.
Oh, yes.
The flood is going to come. And we looking at you out the second floor window, waving at us as your house flows down the drain. Your house will be floating down the river.
Because
mm-hmm. You want, your foundation wasn't Christ. Give me another scripture.
John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Stop. That might have been the end. Was that the end?
You gave another scripture, Psalm 18:2.
Okay. He is the way, not a way. I heard a preacher, I heard an apostle say, the Muslims and the Hindus, we all serve the same. No, we're not.
Mm-mm.
There's only one way. There's not several ways. No options there. He is the way.
Yes, yes.
Jesus is truth. That's his name. He is truth. He's the life. Come on. Nobody come to the Father but by him.
Amen.
You want to get to the Father? You better go through Jesus.
Amen.
Don't be playing no games. Trying to get a crowd in your building. Well, I'm inviting the Hindus and the Muslims and the Confucius folk and the Toe folk and the Foot folk and all the other folk in here. You can invite them if they're going to get saved. Invite them to get salvation. Invite them to meet Jesus. Glory to God. Noah tried to preach to folk. Tried to get them saved. He could have had his crowd if he had maybe changed his conversation. Then we can party in here, party now, party to the left, party to the whatever. He could have done all of that and got a crowd. But he decided to worship God and do what God said to do. And he preached for 100, 120 years. I don't know how long I wasn't there. Didn't get one convert out of his family. So don't preacher, teacher, pastor, elder, apostle, don't look for the crowd. Look for some folk who want to meet Jesus shown up. Who want to meet the truth. Because it's only one way. Government officials, don't ask me to pray. Because I'm going to pray to Almighty God. In Jesus' name. Because he's the chief cornerstone of my life. Read me another scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You want the last scripture, Pastor?
Yes, yes.
Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower.
That's what you got when you serve Almighty God in Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus is your rock.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Not your opinion. Your opinion at 50 cents won't buy a cup of coffee, y'all.
Amen.
Stop relying on what you think. I don't want to hear what you think unless you're pastor. You got the mind of Christ.
Amen.
You got the mind of Christ. Hey, I want to hear it. But you talking gloom, despair, and agony. You talking... the sky is falling, my name is Chicken Little. Oh, the world's coming to an end. Yeah, coming to an end one day. These may be the last days, but I guarantee you these are your last days. You better get right now. It's time to get right. Rebuilding. We're building a house, y'all. They're acceptable. You building that house. You know there's seven pillars of wisdom go along with that house. You build it on the foundation, but you just don't just stop there. You build some good stuff. You want this thing to last. Seven pillars of wisdom. Have a coachable, teachable spirit. You don't have a coachable, teachable spirit, you think you know it all. I guarantee you, you don't know it all.
Amen.
You better repent now while you got a chance. If you don't see a need to repent, you're blind and can't see.
Mm-mm-mm.
Have a burning desire to please God and be excellent.
Yes, yes.
You want to be excellent. You call to ministry. You call to be a teacher. You call to be a trash collector. You be the best you can be.
Man, that's right. It's unto God. That's right.
Your service is unto God.
Amen.
You're building a house. God's going to honor your house and protect it if you honor him. Have a burning desire to please. Have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. That's pillar number three. A willingness to work and go the extra mile. A lot of us don't want to go no place unless we feel like it. That's not what God said. Romans 12, 1 says, brother, I beseech you, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Get up and do something. Faith without works is dead. You can talk about all the faith in the world, but if you don't put no feet to your faith, it's dead. Your house is going to float down the river. Your vehicle, hallelujah, is going to float down the river. Your stuff, your dreams, your ambitions are going to float down the river if you don't stand on the rock, which is Jesus. Have a heart of integrity and honesty. Keep your word. You're building a house. You got to put pillars on that house because it's not just going to be any old house. It's going to be the house where God lives. A heart of integrity and honesty. You're honest. You keep your word. You're not a liar. You're not an alibi giver. I can't work for the Lord because God said that to you. I can't bless you because I've got 10 million other people I got to bless. I don't think he's ever said that to somebody. Have a loving heart. A loving heart. means to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, the only problem is that if you don't love yourself, your neighbor's in trouble. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have a forgiving heart. You hold the stuff back. I know some folks. Glory to God. Lady talking about she going to write a book about the way her mother treated her when she was a little child. And she's closing in on 80. Something wrong with that. And she had not grown in Christ since then. Because she got unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is not for the other person. It's for you, baby. We building a house. We can't build a house of unforgiveness. We have to have a giving heart, not just giving to people we like. We got to give to people we don't like. You have to give sometimes to your enemy. You say, what? I ain't going to do that. All right. You ain't going to get blessed then. The Bible say, do good to those that despitefully use you. We're working on a building, y'all. The building is Christ. Y'all got to understand that. You can't lie to yourself and thinking you're going to heaven if you have art against your brother, if you still holding grudges, if you still murmuring and all kinds of stuff. That's just like, you're building, hallelujah, you're building the front of your house, and then the back of your house, you're taking the bricks off. You're taking stuff apart. That whole house is going to collapse sooner or later. You've got to stand on the word of the rock, which is Jesus. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All on the ground is seeking sand. All on the ground is seeking sand. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All on the ground is seeking sand. All on the ground is seeking sand. Hallelujah. What kind of material are you using? Are just the flimsy like straw? Is it brittle like wood? Hallelujah. Don't put no match to it. My goodness. Lord have mercy. I saw a building where I lived in Cambridge. Somebody put a match to the building, and after the building burned, only thing left was the chimney. You're going through life. Make sure you go through it with Christ. He's the chief cornerstone. He can make your life beautiful. Hallelujah. Trust in him. Build your life on things eternal. Hold on to Christ's unchanging hand. Neighbor, oh neighbor, what material are you using to build your house? I'm going to give you some good material. It's called the Word of God. There's 788,280 words in the King James Version Bible, 1611. That's good material to build your house. Yeah. There are 1,189 chapters in the King James Version Bible. A whole lot of word to build your house. See, your house is eternal. Now the question is, that house
power off.
Is that going to be in heaven eternally or in another place eternally? It's your choice. He gives you choice. Hallelujah. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the message tonight. We thank you, Lord, for what you've shared. Hallelujah to us. Holy Spirit, we ask that you give 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. Everyone stand on his word tonight. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you all. In Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we see you all in the morning for praise and worship, starting the day off with Jesus and morning prayer. Dial 720-527-5952. Access code 103-4545-POUND. Hallelujah. Be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Have a good night.
You know, Pastor Peaches, there may be somebody right now that wants to accept Christ as their personal Savior. Can you walk them through that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Can't hear you, Pastor Peaches. Pastor Peaches can't hear you. Still can't hear you.
Power on. Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. Help me say,
God can do
anything.
Give him glory. Oh,
Come on and bless him. Come on and bless your God.